The young man who no doubt was the Area Boys Prep Basketball Player of the Year was honored recently. 21st Century's Jonnell Davis was named to the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association All-State Supreme 15 squad. Davis averaged 31.4 points, 9.8 rebounds, and 4 steals a game for the Century. He also led his team to a sectional championship. Also named to the senior All-State Large School team were Chesterton's Jake Wadding and Lake Central's Nick Anderson. Small school all-stars include Bowman's Jacquez Williams and Washington Township's Austin Darnell. Among honorable mentions in this bracket was Lake Station's Nate Dukic. Maryville's Keon Thompson was named to the junior all-state team. 10 years ago, the region made high school basketball history by sending 3 teams to the state championships. Bowman would win the Class 1A title, Wallace came up just short of winning the Class 4A championship, and Wheeler had to battle till the final seconds against Yogi Farrell and Park Tudor for the 2A crown. So let's take you back to the final stages of that game. Wheeler up by 3, Park Tudor with the ball, and a chance to tie.
They'll isolate Farrell. He'll catch uncontested in the backcourt. Forces the issue. No. Rebound tipped. Kiker on the dribble. Farrell has to get it up. On the bounce. In time. No. And Wheeler, state champions for the first time in school history.
Courtesy of the IHSAA, Wheeler wins at 41-38. That 41 points, the lowest scored by a state champion. But I'll bet you Wheeler coach Mike Jones will get over it.
It was a hard-fought game back and forth throughout. And they got a great player in Yogi Farrell, and they're very well coached. And we were just fortunate to win.
And we have to close with sad news in the sports world. Former Harlem Globetrotter Curly Neal has died. He was 77 years old. Also, former Houston Astro Jimmy Wynn, nicknamed the Toy Cannon, passed away at the age of 78. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.